You know, I was thinking about that song where we were, a lot of the old songs always come up in my heart and mind. One of the songs that came up in my heart and mind just a few minutes ago was Blessed Assurance. Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Amen. So no matter what it may look like, no matter what it may seem like, God, we have to recognize ultimately God is in control. I was reminded also about on my phone, I have a GPS app on my phone, a GPS map where you try to get mapping to go places. And when I pick up this map, it has alternate routes. You know, you could go several different ways and there's different times to get there. Amen. But God wants you to understand today there's no alternate routes to heaven. There's only one way, and his name is Jesus. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. I don't care what they've been or where they were raised at, or what their family has done. It's an individual decision from each and every one of us. Amen? So he calls for us to choose. But when I was looking at this for this week, the Lord wanted to speak to us. You going to preach with me, buddy? Yeah. Job chapter 5, verse number 15. The word of God says, but he saveth the poor from the sword, from their mouth, and from the hand of the mighty. How many times that sometimes people cut their own mouths? Eh? So the poor have hope, and iniquity stoppeth her mouth. Behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not thou the chastening of the Almighty. For he maketh sore, and he bindeth up. He woundeth, and his hands make whole. He shall deliver thee in six troubles, and in seven there shall no evil touch thee. Today we want to look at reflect to detect. God sends his word to correct, to chasten, and to challenge. Amen. I don't know about you, my friends, but every time I get in the word, he challenges me. Amen. To be more like him and less like me. Is anybody else that are battling with yourself? Hello? So let's lift the word and let's make a declaration together. Amen. Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It will never be the same. Lord, speak to me. I am listening. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your word. And we're grateful that you sent it here to do something in our hearts and lives. So, Father God, may we be sensitive to what you have to say to us, but may we not just be hearers, but may we be doers of your word. May we put your word to action today, because actions speak louder than our words. And we say, Lord, have your way in this atmosphere. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to speak through me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer in the room and on the website. And when all is said and done, all glory, honor, and praise will be unto the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, first we're going to start with to correct. Happy is the man who the Lord correcteth. How many like correction here? Hallelujah. How many are rebels like I was? Amen. Amen. How many think they know more than everyone else? Amen. One of the things the Lord wants us to understand is if you love your child and you see your child going in the wrong direction, If you see your child heading out to the highway and their car's there and they're not aware of what they're doing because they have a playful heart and you do not warn them or you do not correct them, their life is in your hands. And God wants you to understand that He loves you and He cares about each and every one of you. And when He brings His word forth, sometimes He brings it forth to correct us. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife, she had to correct me. She's up there. Hallelujah. So first, to correct, and look with me in Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs 3. Solomon in all of his wisdom. Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you're getting. Get understanding. And what God wants us to do is have understanding. Amen. That when God corrects us, He corrects us in love. Amen. And love will cover a multitude of sins. So He says in verse number 7, be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. You want to fight cancer? To heal cancer? God's word. It brings health to the marrow. What does cancer attack? It attacks your bone marrow, okay? What does God bring? He brings health to your marrow. Amen. Every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus, and cancer has a name. Amen. We have made that name bigger in most cases than God, but God says it's just a little name compared to His name. Amen. He said that every name named in heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. If it has a name, we're going to take authority over it in Jesus' name. Then He didn't stop there. He said, honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. Bring your tithes and your offerings in. It's blessed. I mean, God blesses you. Yeah, you obtain favor of the Lord. Amen. And He says that also, so shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of His correction. For whom the Lord loveth, He correcteth, even as a father the son in whom He delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. Amen. So in other words, when God brings forth His word and I'm not living according to His word and love, God's trying to correct me. God's trying to get me back on the direct path. Amen. Not trying to find an alternate route because there is none. There's only one way. And for me to say that everything's okay if you do whatever you want, I'd be a liar and the truth would not be in me. God has a policy, and His policy is truth. He said, you shall know the truth. It's the truth that makes you free. Amen. Amen. So as we're looking at, God brings a word to correct us. The Apostle Paul would say in 2 Timothy chapter 3, the Apostle Paul is writing to his student Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse number 16. He said, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable. It's for our benefit, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Amen. In other words, Jesus is saying to us, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. My good works comes when I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's for profitable. It's for my benefit, for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Amen. I always said in the Bible, B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. Amen. Amen. This is our book, man. This is our policy. This is what we stand by. This is what we're holding to. And it's not only what God tells us to do. We also have all the promises of God in Him, which are yes and amen. God says if you do what He says, that He will provide for you. My God shall supply for all of my need according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus when I trust and hope in Him. And when that hope comes is if I'm going and I'm doing wrong and He gives me a little spanking. Hello? When God spanks me, He never spanks me in anger. He spanks me in love.
Amen.
Young fathers, don't ever respond to your children in anger. Take a moment and reflect. Respond to them in love. God wants you to correct your children. Hey, there's a lot of children that aren't being corrected right now. Amen. And they're going in the wrong direction. They're in the wrong places. And God's left it up to you and I, the parents, to bring correction. Amen. A correction according to His word. Amen. So He says to you and I, in Hebrews chapter 12, the writer of Hebrews says this. Verse number 5. He says, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of Him. For whom the Lord loveth, He chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom He receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Amen. So first he says that that word comes to correct. Then we're looking at the chastening. The chastening is to discipline. Amen. And just as we discipline our children, it's important for you and I to discipline ourselves. Amen. Amen. That a disciplined person becomes a disciple. And you can't be a disciple without being disciplined. Amen? In other words, what we're saying is we're adjusting our lives to the Word of God. Amen? We're believing Him at His Word. We're trusting Him at His Word. We're speaking His Word. And His Word is accomplishing everything He sent it to do. Amen? And when I was looking at the chastening here, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, Moses, verse number 5. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Therefore thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God to walk in His ways and to fear Him. Amen. I felt sorry for my dad I didn't feel sorry for him when I was a kid. I felt so far sorry for him when I got older and had children myself. Mama used to always have a famous statement, wait till your daddy gets home. And poor daddy had to come home from work and work it all day and spank the kids. Yeah, I remember this time. I remember the one time when I did something really bad. I don't have to go into what bad it was, but it was pretty bad. And I knew Daddy was going to give it to me. Amen? And so I went up, and they had the Life and Look magazines back then, okay? And I patted myself so good. I had this thing all worked out. Amen? And I'll never forget My daddy hit me everywhere but where that patty was. I don't think he ever touched that patty once, but I know, I didn't see him, but I know he had to go to mom and laugh. Amen. Amen. But what the God is saying to you and I, that when he chastens us and corrects us, he does it in love. Amen. He does it with mercy. He does it with grace. Amen. So he says to us in Psalms chapter 94, verse number 11. Now, verse number 12. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord. I'm going to get a spanking, I'm blessed. Wow. And teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. I could say as a father, I was really blessed. I don't ever remember ever spanking my son and my daughter. I came one time really close. I was looking for my son. He had a friend over, and they were just young kids at the time. And I couldn't find him, and I was looking for him, and I looked up in a tree, and I saw smoke coming out of a tree. And I went over there, and JJ and his friend John were up in the tree smoking my cigarettes, okay? And I told Jay to get to the room, and you know, I was convinced, man, I was going to spank him that time. But he was so afraid, by the time I got up there, I didn't even have the heart to do it. Amen? But I wasn't as obedient as my son was. I was a rebel. And as a rebel, I'm still a rebel, but I'm a rebel with a cause. I'm a rebel for the kingdom of God. I'm fighting against the things of this world, the lies and the deception. And the enemy always comes in as the appearance of light. Amen. The very appearance as an angel of light, but inwardly there's darkness. Amen. And God wants you and I to understand that when he brings correction and when he chastens us and gives us that light spanking, it's for our benefit. I never could figure out when I was a kid when daddy said, this is going to hurt you more than it's going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you. All right. At the time, that didn't make any sense to me. Amen. But it does now. Amen. And even as a father that loves us and cares for us so much, and when we're going in the wrong direction, he's bringing correction, and he's bringing chastening, he's spanking us, he really doesn't want to spank us. He would rather us just be obedient and do his will, right? Amen. Hello? So the Revelator writes in Revelations 3:19. This is Jesus speaking. He says, as many as I love, I rebuke, verse 19, and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and sup with him and he with me. In other words, when God brings correction to you and I, it comes in the form of chastening. Amen? And in this chastening, we find the challenge. The Lord constantly challenges me in some way, somehow, every day. Hello? And He doesn't show me what you're doing wrong, though he does reveal a lot of things that are going on, all right? But at the same time, he speaks to me about me. Amen? And he says, allow me to change that in you before you talk to anybody else about changing it in them. Amen? The Apostle Paul would say it simply. He would say, follow me as I follow Christ. Amen? So with that in mind, if we go back to Job chapter 5 again, he reminds us in verse 19, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, and in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. Amen? I don't know, this talks about something that's being completed. You know, 6 represents man, 7 represents God. Amen. God wants to complete something in each and every one of us. He does that first by correction, by chastening, which brings the challenge for you and I to submit. Amen. How many know that we use that word lightly, but how many know it's difficult to submit? Right? Wives, submit to your husbands. Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself in ransom for it. Hello? Amen? So there's submit. Then he says, submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. Amen? So what we're doing is if we can't submit to the word of God to allow it to correct us by the chastening that comes, we fail the challenge. And God wants you and I to understand in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, a correcting message, so I don't hear a lot of hallelujahs, praise God, woohoo! How many know that correction and chastening and the challenge is for our benefit, because God has plans for each and every one of us. Amen. Plans for good, not for evil. Plans give us hope and expect it in. Amen? How many know that God never starts something he doesn't finish? He's the author and finisher of our faith. How many know that he who has begun a good work in you is faithful to see it through to completion? Amen? How many know that when we're going on the wrong path, God wants to correct us? God wants to correct us, and half the time we don't pay attention, and he has to bring the chastening. Amen. He has to give us a Holy Ghost spanking. Amen. I wish I didn't have to get spanked so much. Amen. Amen. But I have to get a spanking, because how many are stubborn and hard-headed in this place? Come on, let's be real. Amen. Amen. And how many know that God has the perfect way for us, and his way is better than ours? Amen? But it calls for us to submit to him. And he reminds you and I in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse number 13. He says, there have no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Amen. God doesn't say that you're not going to be tempted, but God says he always gives you and I an avenue of escape. The word of God says, let no man say when he is tempted. He is tempted of God, because God does not tempt with evil. Neither does God tempt any man. But when tempted, we're enticed. By lust, when lust is conceived, it becomes sin. When sin is finished, it becomes death. Because the wages of sin is death. So if you see us going in a wrong direction, God wants to correct us by the chastening, and this comes to challenge us to follow his guidance and his direction. Amen. I don't know if you know it or not, but this is some really good preaching.
Yes, it is. Amen.
You know why? Because he's dealing with each and every one of us right where we're at. And God loves you so much, He wants to minister to you right where you're at. There is nothing that you're going through that escaped His notice. He sees all things, and He knows all things. So as this word's coming to bring correction, that while the chastening of the Lord, He's challenging you and I to respond. The Word of God says in 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul write to his student, Timothy, verse number 16. The Word of God says, at my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So be it. Amen. And with all that's taking place in our nation, in our world today, God wants you and I to recognize and realize who we are and who we are in. On Christ the solid rock we stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives me strength. He is my protector from every storm that comes. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for the Holy Ghost, and I'm grateful for God's storm protection. Amen. Amen. I'm so grateful for the umbrella covering that we have in Christ Jesus that becomes our shield of faith, that quenches all the fiery darts of the wicked that are flying everywhere right now. Amen. Evil is abounding, but grace is abounding even more. Amen. God isn't done yet. God isn't done yet. Look at the one next to you and say, God isn't finished with you yet. He's just beginning. Amen? He's just beginning. He wants to do something in and through your life. He's going to do something that the world could never do. You try to look to the world and it never had the right answers for you. He has all the right answers. Amen? He has the best way for us. Hallelujah. So in closing today, back to Hebrews chapter 12. Verse number 11. The Word of God says, now no chastening for the present seemed to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. He says, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down in the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Follow peace with all men, and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to you and I? He brings us the word to correct us. The chastening, sadly, is to get our attention. But He challenges us to make the right choice. The Word of God says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You've sinned, I've sinned, we've all sinned. The problem with our sin, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish but would have everlasting life. We like sheep have all gone astray. You each your own way. And the Lord laid upon Jesus the iniquity of us all. And this gift is received by faith. What faith is putting your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. He is the way, He is the truth, and He is the life, and no man comes to the Father but by the Son. So by putting our trust in Jesus Christ alone for our salvation, it draws you and I from our simple nature to God. If that makes sense to you, He's offering that gift to whosoever will. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Bow your heads and let us pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I'm grateful that you sent it here to accomplish what you sent it to do. If you're here today and you haven't accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, or maybe one time you accepted him, but you're not at the place you once were, you've drifted away, and you know that you need to return. If that's you, would you slip up your hand and say, that's me, I need Jesus. I see your hand. Don't be afraid. Anybody at all? I see that hand, you may put it down. I see that hand, you may put it down. Is there anybody else? I see them. Don't miss this moment. What the Lord is saying today is the Holy Spirit sees what you're going through and sees what you've done. There's no escape from the Father. And what he's asking us to do today, he brought a word today to correct us by the chastening of the Lord, to challenge us to make a choice. Now, what I would like you to do, and I ask you to do, God said to do this, we're just following his instructions. Whatever the Lord's dealing with you with, bring it to the altar now. Could you get up from your chairs and come to the altar, please? Hallelujah. Can you take it to the altar this morning? Take it to the altar. 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 God wants to do something in every heart and life that you allow him to. Take it to the altar. Take it to the altar. Take it to the altar. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.